artists, mostly recently hired from the CalArts program, among them John Lasseter and Tim Burton. Lasseter's 1979 animated film at CalArts, Lady and the Lamp, had won the Student Academy Award for Animation. He was talented, affable, and wore Hawaiian shirts. Burton, by contrast, dressed formally in black and sometimes disappeared into a closet where he'd stand for hours. After some dental surgery, he returned to the office and delighted in dripping blood on his colleagues' desks. Lasseter left Disney shortly before Eisner arrived. The Black Cauldron was almost completed, and Roy had already seen it. He'd been disturbed by the graphic violence in the opening sequence, in which a flying dragon swoops down on a young boy, sinks his talons into him, and flies off. Roy insisted that a few particularly bloody frames be cut, but he didn't know what else to do. Apart from the violence, "I just don't understand the story," he told the writer and producer Joe Hale. When Katzenberg saw it, he was even more dismayed, and blunter about saying so. The dark and forbidding story was unsuitable for small children. Katzenberg didn't see how it could garner a G, or general audience, rating, which had always been affixed to the Disney animated films. It would be a disaster for the Disney brand. "This has to be edited," he proclaimed as soon as the film ended. Hale objected. "Animated films can't be edited," he insisted. "There was no excess footage in an animated film, all of which was painstakingly hand-drawn and colored. You couldn't just cut scenes and add new ones, not with the release just weeks away." "That's ridiculous," Katzenberg retorted. "You can edit anything." "No, you can't," Hale persisted. "It's seamless." "Yes, you can, and I'll show you how," Katzenberg said as tension mounted. "Let's go into the editing room." As Katzenberg began work, Hale rushed to the phone and called Roy, who was having lunch with Eisner. "He's butchering the Black Cauldron," Hale fumed about Katzenberg. Yes, the Black Cauldron was dark, but it was an attempt to give Disney animation an edge, to be more contemporary. The animators were in an uproar. Eisner called and got Katzenberg out of the editing room. "What are you doing?" Eisner demanded. "Everybody's upset." "I'm trying to salvage this mess," Katzenberg replied. Eisner told Katzenberg to calm down and said he wanted to speak to him in person. For the time being, Roy, as head of animation, could deal with the Black Cauldron. Katzenberg left the editing room, but not before some succinct parting words. "It's bad. Fix it." More frantic calls ensued, complaints about Katzenberg that Roy passed on to Eisner. Katzenberg embodied all the animators' fears that Philistines had taken control, people who didn't have the slightest understanding of animation and the hallowed Disney traditions. But when he spoke to Katzenberg, Eisner seemed amused by the turmoil. "Good," Eisner said. "That's what you're here for." But he reminded Katzenberg that they wouldn't be at Disney if it weren't for Roy. "Be deferential," he said, "but get in there and fix it." At the same time, Eisner assured Roy that he'd spoken to Katzenberg and warned him not to overstep his bounds. "Still, I can only control him so much," he said with a shrug. Katzenberg heeded Eisner's advice and invited Roy to have dinner, and Roy found himself agreeing with many of Katzenberg's points. In any event, Katzenberg was head of the motion picture studio, which made